So, did Srila Prabhupada say that an act of devotion is the lobe of ISKCON? And if it is, then why don't we stress it so much? Why we study only 19 chapters? Or for that matter, why not Bhagavad Gita be the law book? So, one important thing about quotes that are attributed to Srila Prabhupada is that not all of them are always authentic. So, we'll have to see when Prabhupada said it. Till now, I have not heard it being, I have not found a written quote for it. So, it's as far as I know, it's not in Vedavis. In fact, that very famous quote about Prabhupada saying, my books will be the law books for the next 10,000 years. Now, that is also not there in any purport. It is there in one conversation which Prabhupada had with the devotees when they were going in a car. I'm not saying that it's unimportant, but sometimes Prabhupada himself, if he has not emphasized certain things, we do not have to emphasize them more than what he has emphasized. So, yes, Prabhupada's books are important. They are very important. But sometimes some things, it's... finding quotes for our pet ideas becomes like a game sometimes in devotee circle. Somebody likes to chant and they say, no, oh, you should chant 64 rounds, you should chant 128 rounds, you should chant 192 rounds. And Prabhupada said, 99% advancement comes by somebody else likes kirtan. And they say, kirtan is yoga dharma. Prabhupada said, the purpose of everything is to do yoga dharma of chanting. All this preaching, managing, just go in front of deities, chant, dance. That is the perfection of life. You don't have to do anything else. So, someone else, whatever people are inspired by, they often take those quotes correspondingly. Now, if we are inspired by something and we find quotes related with that, that is wonderful. But, one definition. In bhakti, there can be many definitions of success. So becoming attached to japa is one definition of success. Becoming attached to kirtan is another definition of success. Becoming attached to bhagavatam, and deeply studying the Bhagavatam, understanding it, that is another definition of success. Building beautiful temples so that people can come to Krishna, that is one definition of success. So there can be many different definitions of success. And what makes the bhakti movement so variegated is that bhakti can accommodate all these definitions of success. So within bhakti, one definition of fanaticism can be when one definition of success is made into the only definition of success. Mm. It is one definition, yes. Studying, say, chanting the holy names or doing kirtan or whatever. It's one definition of success. But it is not the only definition of success. So, with that in mind, now, even if Srila Prabhupada had said something like this, that Nectar of Devotion is the law book, certainly he has not quoted it repeatedly. And that's why it is not that it has to be made into some serious lacuna, something that is seriously missing, if you're not studying it, or something like that. It is an important book, no doubt. But its importance should not be disproportionately highlighted at the expense of everything else. Now, if we look at the way Srila Prabhupada translated the books, see, he considered his the four main works of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, CC and NOD. Now if you see CC and NOD are in one group, it's like Prabhupada in his Prabhupada through the Bhagavad Gita is giving the basic Vedic philosophy. He's introducing his audience to the concepts of the Vedic culture and the Vedic wisdom. That is, so if you consider a pyramid, the foundation is laid by the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is a broad Vedic book. Within them, at a higher level, is Vaishnavism. So the Bhagavatam is a Vaishnava book. It clearly focuses on Krishna, and not just Krishna as the philosophical absolute truth. That means philosophical means the philosophy of how Krishna is God is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. But the Bhagavatam focuses more on the apps Krishna as the person who performs Leela. So various pastimes in the 10th canto as well as elsewhere. So the Bhagavatam is a Vaishnava book. So like the pyramid is moving one step upwards. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita is a directly Gaudiya Vaishnava book. So where the focus is on Lord Chaitanya and the principles of Gaudiya Vaishnavism as taught in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Nectar of Devotion will also be at that level. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita focuses on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and reveals his emotions for Krishna. And Nectar of Devotion analyzes those emotions. So certainly that book needs to be studied. So when I did the Bhakti Shastri course, the way I did it is I started the Ishopanishad, where I take all the fundamental philosophy. Then Nectar of Instruction, I take the fundamental application. Then Bhagavad Gita, we go deep into the Bhagavad Gita concepts. And Nectar of Devotion, we talk about the principles of Gaudiya Vaishnavism to some extent. So when I asked the devotees at VTE, Vaishnava Training Education, MIHE, VIHE, they said that taking the first 19 chapters for Nectar of Devotion is simply a functional practicality. It is just that Bhakti Shastri course will become too long otherwise. So devotees can and should study the advanced chapters later. And the Nectar of Devotion is Prabhupada said, is a summary study. Satsurma had written a book called Appreciating Srila Prabhupada, many books in that series. So once he asked, Prabhupada, what does a summary study mean? Prabhupada said, summary study means, I do what I want to do. What does he mean by that? You know? So the summary study, for example, if you read the Krishna book, in the Gopi Gita chapter, the gopis have come in the forest and they begin the song. They begin the Jayati Day, they come, Janmana, and they go on. And then at the end, in this way, Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, in this way the gopis chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now, somebody asked, did the gopis chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? So, the point is that there is certain mood of longing for Krishna that the gopis were having. And that mood is very high up for us. We can cultivate that mood by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Prabhupada is not just giving the scripture as it is. He's giving it as it is, but as it is doesn't mean you have to keep the... See, when we talk about as it is, we may think, something was packed in a fridge or packed in the company manufacturer, it was packed, the pack was never opened. As it is, it has come to me. That's what we think of. That is a very simplistic understanding of as it is. See, as it is, when you say Bhagavad Gita is as it is, what it means is, Prabhupada himself says in the preface, that this Bhagavad Gita is written for the same purpose for which Krishna descended 5,000 years ago. And that is to attract the conditioned souls back to him. So how that purpose can be fulfilled will vary according to time, place, circumstance. So yes, Srila Prabhupada did want the devotees to study all the Gaudiya, all the literatures. And in fact, if you study the first chapter of the Bhagavatam itself, first chapter of the first canto of the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says that he gives a list of various acharyas whose commentaries should be studied. And in that, he doesn't restrict himself to Gaudiya acharyas. He talks about even Vallabhacharya and other acharyas. So the point is, Prabhupada did want us to study those books also. So Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, a deeper study of that is available through Dhanudhar Maharaj's Waves of Devotion. And then Bhanu Maharaj has also translated the commentary of Jiva Goswami, Durgam Sangmanitika. So if we feel inspired to study that book, we can read Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion, read the Acharya's commentaries, and that way we can study. There's no need to deprive ourselves of that just because it is not being studied in the Bhakti Shastra. We can hear classes with devotees who have given those classes, we can read the books and we can understand it. But there's no need to think that just because that is not being studied, something is wrong. So there's individuality within the process of bhakti. If we feel inspired to study a particular book, if a particular definition of success appeals to us, we can surely go ahead. You can see that as Krishna's mercy. And somehow or other we are being attracted to Krishna. So this is the way we are attracted to Krishna. Fine, move forward with that. And move closer to him. Okay? Thank you.
We can just take one last question. Because although this is...